From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of FPP Radio News for Friday, July 20th, 2018. Silver is trading at $15.34 per ounce. Gold is valued at $1,224 per ounce. Zencash is trading at $29, and the average price of Bitcoin is $7,452. Antiwar.com reports just days after the successful summit between Presidents Trump and Putin, Russia has announced tests of a range of weapon systems. On Thursday, the Defense Ministry said tests are planned for laser systems, nuclear-capable cruise missiles, and an underwater drone. These are the same weapons Russia unveiled plans for back in March, their next generation of conventional and nuclear arms. Russian officials have branded them super weapons and have said they are designed to totally circumvent U.S. missile defenses to maintain a balance of power. Russian officials say that the tests are practiced on the use of the high-powered Perisvet laser and the Poseidon underwater drone, along with a switch to the flight trials at Sarmat Missile Complex. Russian officials have said the cruise missiles being developed are nuclear-capable missiles with unlimited range. They have said these missiles will be beyond the capacity of any U.S. systems to intercept, which is likely not difficult given the limited success U.S. missile defense actually has. In 2115 New England, there are no borders, no states, and no regulations, yet never has a more peaceful and prosperous place existed. But Mr. Drake Security Company has seen better days. Faced with the prospect of waning power, Mr. Drake intends to replace the anarchy of New England with a government. But at what cost? Will anybody care? And can anyone stop him? Anarchy in New England by Joe Jarvis is available from Amazon.com and all major bookstores. UPI reports the New York Department of Taxation and Finance is investigating whether the Donald Trump Foundation violated state tax laws. Governor Andrew Cuomo confirmed Thursday the investigation began a month ago and seeks to determine whether the foundation and President Donald Trump broke New York law by transferring assets or misrepresenting tax liability and tax assignment. Once the tax department probe is complete, the findings could be referred to the appropriate law enforcement agency to present to a grand jury for criminal action. Cuomo said the investigation is moving forward in the form of a review by the state tax department as well as a civil case by the attorney general's office. He said, for the Trump Foundation, the law is the law. It doesn't matter who you are, the law is the law. So Tax and Finance is doing an investigation. If they believe it should be referred, they will refer it. New York Attorney General Barbara Underwood filed a lawsuit against the Donald Trump Foundation in June, citing a pattern of illegal conduct by the organization for more than a decade, including unlawful political coordination with Trump's presidential campaign, repeated and willful self-dealing transactions to benefit personal and business interests, and violations of basic legal obligations for nonprofit foundations. Late Wednesday, Cuomo's counsel, Alfonso David, said he would make a referral to the Attorney General's office to criminally investigate the foundation. You can support FPP Radio by joining the Fans program. Fans are friends, allies, and numerary supporters. Fans help FPP afford to produce more original content. You can join the Fans program for as little as $1 per month through Patreon and get perks like ad-free versions of FPP Radio News and Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. To learn more or to join the Fans program, visit fans.fppradio.com. That's fans.fppradio.com. Reuters reports Panasonic said it was unable to determine how much of the cobalt used in batteries it makes for Tesla cars comes from Cuba, a country subject to U.S. sanctions, and that it had suspended relations with a Canadian supplier as a result of its concern. The Japanese electronics maker, the exclusive supplier of batteries to Tesla, made the comments following questions from Reuters about whether the batteries contained Cuban cobalt. Two sources familiar with the matter told Reuters that some of the cobalt that Panasonic uses to make Tesla's batteries is mined in Cuba by Canadian supplier Sherritt International. Panasonic said it was unable to tell how much cobalt sourced from Cuba via its Canadian supplier ended up in the batteries it provided to the U.S. market due to commingling of sources by its suppliers in several phases of manufacturing processes. A spokeswoman said Panasonic had chosen to suspend its relationship with an unnamed Canadian supplier. She added that Panasonic had used cobalt from the Canadian supplier for batteries used in the Tesla Model S and Model X, but only after February of this year. U.S. Treasury official who asked not to be named said Treasury does not discuss investigations and could not confirm whether one existed. The United States imposed sanctions on Cuba after Fidel Castro nationalized swaths of American assets more than 50 years ago. This has been FPP Radio News, online at fppradio.com.